Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wild Trees, A Story of Passion and Daring by Richard Preston. Read by Richard Preston with Marie Antoine and Steve Sillett.
Part 1. Vertical Eden. Nameless. One day in the middle of October 1987, a baby blue Honda Civic with Alaska license plates, a battered relic of the 70s, sped along the Oregon Coast Highway moving south on the headlands. Below the road, surf broke around sea stacks, filling the air with haze. The car turned into a deserted parking lot near a beach and stopped. A solid-looking young man got out from the driver's side. He had brown hair that was going prematurely gray, and he wore gold-rimmed spectacles which gave him an intellectual look. His name was Marwood Harris, and he was a senior at Reed College in Portland, majoring in English and art history. He walked off to the side of the parking lot and unzipped his fly. There was a splashing sound. Meanwhile, a thin, tall young man emerged from the passenger side of the car. He had a bony face, brown eyes, a mop of sun-streaked brown hair, and he wore a pair of bird-watching binoculars around his neck. Scott Sillett was a junior at the University of Arizona, 21 years old, visiting Oregon during fall break. He took up his binoculars and began to study a flock of shorebirds running along the surf. The back seat of the Honda Civic was piled with camping gear that pressed up against the windows. The pile moved and a leg emerged, followed by a curse, and a third young man struggled out and stood up. "Marditti, this car of yours is going to be the death of us all," he said to Marwood Harris. He was Stephen C. Sillett, the younger brother of Scott Sillett. Steve Sillett was 19 and a junior at Reed College, majoring in biology. He was shorter and more muscular than his older brother. Steve Sillett had feathery, light brown hair, which hung out from under a sky blue bandana that he wore tied around his head like a cap. He had flaring shoulders, and his eyes were dark brown and watchful, and were set deep in a square face. He turned to Marwood.
"Dude, you're going to get us into a crash that will be biblical in its horror," Steve said. "You need to let Scott drive."
Steve didn't know how to drive a car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?